Welcome back, my people.
Yes.
After a brief hiatus. let me just put that out there. We were not locked up, you know.
Where were you? I always told people when
we didn't go to Sing Sing
line, you will hear from us.
That's right.
The voice. That's right, people.
We've been really busy, so we apologize for the brief hiatus.
Yes, and we're broadcasting all the way from what you say?
Hinase.
Hinase in the beautiful town.
This is DR Taino. This is beautiful town of Hinase in the prefecture of
Okayama.
Okayama.
In Japan.
Japan.
That's right, my good people.
Western Japan. The western
side of Japan.
When the little tail of Japan.
All right.
The little tail. I'm just, you know, doing what we do. This is DR Taino with my co-host and co-pilot.
That's right, the love DJ.
Doing our do.
Yes, what's going on?
I hope each and every one of you are doing well.
Yeah, people, the seasons are changing.
Yeah, you know,
there's a lot of things happening around the world.
I feel toasty every day, sweating.
Yeah, it's craziness.
My thoughts are.
Thing was hot. The dogs are barking. Somebody got shot.
That's sick of this. This is not right.
Yeah, good people in Buena Vista FM land. Thank you for listening, tuning in to us.
As always,
we are very, very grateful.
And for all your support as well. We just want to give a quick shout out to those who support us, but we'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to that in a hot minute. So, all good people, you know, we always fire from the heat. You know, we
that's right
off the bat. You know, what are we gonna talk about? We never
planned. I got a special one for you, the love DJ. This is gonna. It might ruffle a few feathers.
Okay, please give it to me.
So you know, just get ready for you turkeys out there.
We got. I ain't no turkey. I'm a jive turkey, man.
We're doing the Association Nation. Are Ooh. We the company that we keep? The
yes.
Association
you know
Nation.
What? That is a very interesting topic. Mm. Oh, we
oh
got.
Oh, my goodness.
I got things to say about
Yo,
that. I got things to say about that.
In DR, they say, el que anda con cojo al año cojea.
And without
which
the subtitles?
It means, yeah, they got the little red bouncing ball. It literally means if you hang around with a person that limps at the end of a year, you too will be limping. So you are the
that
company
is
that
very
you keep.
Interesting. I've never heard that before.
You
That's
are the
quite
company that you keep.
You are the company that you keep.
Mm. So I ask you this, the love DJ.
Yeah, let's have it.
You know, with that being said, you know, there's so many times when when people are cast aside and they're ostracized for or she's your friend and you know they got caught with this and they got caught with that. Are you truly can you give me two examples, one positive and one negative, where you are the company that you keep?
Well, firstly, if you look at the court of law, okay, so it doesn't matter. The guy said, you know, they were robbing the bank, I was just driving the car. Say what? Yeah, man, my boy just said,
Throw them under the bus.
You know, I only drove from point A to point B, and I only had one drink, officer. I only had one, and I just drove from there to there. It wasn't me. I would never rob a bank.
Oh my god.
I would never do bad things.
What is it called, an accessory to a crime or something? I can't remember
accomplice
the specifics.
Accomplice or accessory to the crime is an accessory.
If any of you
crime.
Know what the specifics are, just send us an email at info at Buena Vista FM. We don't really have the time to look for stuff.
So basically, according to the court of law, in my understanding, that if you are in the company of people who are committing a crime, you're an accomplice. Mm. You are also sharing the same fate as them should they be prosecuted for a crime.
And let's just say, God forbid, somebody gets killed or something along those lines.
Yeah, you are also culpable homicide.
Yeah.
You are also then liable for whatever it is they are doing. So nobody can just plead the fifth or suddenly plead innocence.
Snitch on your friends.
Yeah, no, I was just driving the car. No, that is a very bad situation that you
an
find
excuse.
Yourself in.
An excuse. Yeah.
In other words, if your morals and your ethics, it's to a point where you do not want to get involved in anything questionable, don't get involved and then suddenly...
Don't find yourself in that situation,
yeah,
period.
And then suddenly you want to distance yourself.
But
from
that's my boy, man.
Yeah,
that's
I
my
did
boy.
Nothing. You know, it was a Friday night. I had nothing to do. I just decided to drive the car. Heck, what? It's not going to happen like that.
that's going to be your behind.
I mean, and that's one of the instances. If you look at another example, when kids are being bullied.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, at the school, you always have the lead bully. And then you have two or three kids, you know, they're just part of the pack.
Mm.
They move in packs. Oh, yeah, yeah. They just jump on the bandwagon to whatever the
leader is doing. Because by themselves, they can't function.
They're cowardice to do things by themselves. Mm-hmm. So they do it in a group. In other words, you are, it says, well, I saw you with that person. No, it wasn't me. No, they saw you with the one who was very questionable.
Yeah.
That's a situation. Now, we had an example about crime in life. We're looking at the bully situation. Now, let's look at something more closer to home. When you say, are we the company that we keep? If we agree with somebody else upon a topic or a certain matter or things that is negative, then we subscribe to that same understanding.
Directly or indirectly. Directly, yes.
Indirectly. I'm going to give you a classical case in point. If you look at the extensiveness of racism to a certain extent.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we.
I'm not a bigot.
I'm not a bigot. Not at all. You know, I got a pointy hat, you know, with a little holes in it. I'm not. In other words.
It gets hot in the summer, yeah, so I have to put something white on.
If you look in Europe and many countries, there seem to be a right-wing movement towards how people feel indifferent towards other ethnical groups, whether it be xenophobia or whether it be homophobia, whether it be different kind of phobias of how they feel indifferent towards somebody else.
A fellow human being.
So when you associate yourself to the same concept, to the same understanding, into the very same notion of what somebody else believe, then you are accomplice to that undertaking. But it all depends on the intention. In other words, if you and I are working towards the same common good in society,
yeah.
You know what? I share your values. I share your goals.
And you lend a hand
towards the betterment of your fellow human beings or towards society, then that is for the greater good. That association within itself will help build a society and it will help to build a nation and even improve situations on this planet.
Yeah.
So
collectively speaking, yeah,
we are the company that we keep depends upon who you hang out with, in who you agree with, in almost like following the norm. We call it the Borg syndrome. You know that Star Trek.
Goodness.
Yeah, Star Trek.
Assimilation. What do they say? Assimilation is inevitable. It's inevitable. Like that.
Assimilation is inevitable. In other words, if you look at the pre-nomadic groups and traditional groups throughout the world, nomadic groups that used to move from one continent to another. In some regions, they either assimilate, in other words, they conquer.
Incorporate into the,
To assimilate means to incorporate into the cultural trends and believe and into the system of the conquering group. In other words, you are no longer an individual. I have to assimilate. I have to do everything that they are doing. And then brings us to the understanding of the hive mentality.
Oh, my goodness.
That hive mentality
That has to be a complete... show in itself, because
we can actually talk about that right now. We can brief on it,
yeah,
but that needs to be a show on its own.
Lead the way.
Okay, when we talk about the hive mentality, in other words, everybody else are doing it, so I'm doing it too.
There was a study years ago, and I think it was in the 60s. You know us. We fire from the hip. We don't have any notepads or anything. We wing it. But I'm very much about, I love documentaries, I love educating myself, I love learning as much as I can. Edumacated.
That's right.
I love learning as much as I can about any kind of subject matter. And years ago, in the 60s, I think it was, there was an experiment that was conducted where an individual was placed inside of, there were like four or five different people.
Yeah.
But... they wanted to see the reaction of this one individual to see if there was any pressure put on the individual to see if his thoughts and behavior would change.
Now interesting.
They were giving him a series of different tasks involving the length of like a line.
Okay.
So one line, like each line would have a number. and clearly one was taller than the other or longer than the other.
Yeah.
So the people that were participating in that were part of the experiment outside of this individual, they would all agree to one particular line.
Yeah,
so they would say, you know, like line B is the longest
okay,
one.
Okay. Okay.
And, but clearly it was C or A.
Okay. I got you.
And so
you.
On
I
and
got
so
you,
forth.
I got
and
you, I
eventually,
you.
As it progressed, he started agreeing, even though it was wrong. So there's a certain level put upon the individual when it comes to the
assimilating
when
slowly
it,
but
yes,
surely.
When it comes to society and the pressures that society imparts upon you
to conform
to the hive mentality.
Conformity seemed to be the word that stand out in that example that you've given. Conformity. Do we have to conform with what we see and what we do that makes us an accomplice to a certain something? That is most interesting.
Whether it's right or wrong.
Whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
I think every person are endowed with a moral choice and decision to know what is right and to know what is wrong.
Yeah, that inner voice.
That inner voice. You know when something is not right. But I think for the sake of...
Or as they say, it doesn't smell right.
It doesn't, you know, that just doesn't sit well with me. It
doesn't smell
too
digestion. Right. It's like, you know.
It just doesn't seem look. Do you like that? Yeah, it tastes good. Nah, I can't fool in flies, though. There's something about what you're eating that doesn't look right. I know
exactly.
Way you know how I'm going to chow on that. Okay? So there are always warning bells.
Gotta crumb them pipes.
That's right. When it comes to certain aspects about how you look at things, each one are entitled to an opinion and the perception of how they look at certain something. But there's always inherently something within every person that knows what you believe, what you think, and what you want to follow are questionable. That is not for the greater good, because if change is for the better,
then change is good.
Then change is good. So when we talk about the association of certain things, are we the company that we keep? Yes, I believe we are the company that we keep. It just depends on the intentions and the motives behind everything.
And the interesting thing is with that also, within the Dominican community,
there it comes.
They say something along the lines of you either have to be white or black.
Oh snap!
You cannot be gray.
What? Oh,
you know,
whoa,
you have to pick a side. It comes to, you know, you can either choose. Let me rephrase that. You can either choose the light or the dark. So you cannot be gray. You cannot be stuck in the middle. They say that there are individuals that they want to be at peace with the creator and with the opposite of the creator.
They want to be
at peace with both
because they want to be
in the middle. They don't, you know, they're trying to see what the playing field, you know, what the outcome is going to be. They don't want to go with one or the other. And a lot of times that creates many different circumstances where this individual might not necessarily make the right choice based upon that.
Very, very interesting. Because I have an example of something when it comes to life. Now, anyone can sit on the fence when it comes to not being sure of what they want to believe, think, or associate themselves to. In other words, as you have explained, there's a gray area of uncertainty.
Yeah.
But I believe in life, you need to know on which side you're standing and what you're believing in. Because I call it the trucking in the road syndrome. Let me explain to you.
Trucking in the road.
People in Buena Vista, land. Get closer. The truck in the road.
Lean in, please.
The trucking being in the road syndrome. Let me explain to you, people in Buena Vista, land, how this actually works. Okay, this is the thing. When a choice are being made and something happens, the inevitability of the consequences are heading towards you or whoever believe in what they believe in. Now, there's a cause and action into absolutely everything. What you think and what you do, it eventually will find its way to you. Now, this truck I equates to the consequences of something making its way towards the situation, towards your choice, or towards your understanding about something.
The inevitable, if you will.
You either get out of the way or you stand in the road. You can't do both. You can't be caught in the middle, because if the consequences of what was done are coming towards you, you can't stand on the wire and say, you know, I really don't know how I feel about it.
You have to react, basically.
You have to react.
And in the moment,
in the moment, you need to react to how you believe, because I believe fundamentally every human being have a concept of what they truly believe in. You can't suddenly change your modus operandi and change your mind. No, but last week you said
that it was pink.
It was pink. Now you say this.
Now it's purple.
Well, I'm not sure.
You see what had happened. Was.
Yeah, what happened? Well, yeah, you know. I mean, you see, the thing is.
You see what had happened.
See what
was.
Had happened.
Anybody you hear in the U.S. begin a phrase.
You see, well, what had happened was.
Do see, not believe is, any the is, of the words
that proceeds thereafter.
Yeah. So if it begins with what had happened what, was
get out of Dodge.
See, man, look, man, see, look,
man,
man, look. What had happened was.
So just get back to the point. So when you talk about the truck, you know, whatever you believe, let's say for argument's sake. I firmly believe that you should not help the elderly. If you have a conviction, this is just for argument's sake. If you say, I don't think you should help the elderly, let them take care of themselves. And that is your conviction. And then suddenly you have a family member or even a direct relative who will need your help.
Yeah.
Now you are
moving
faced,
or lifting
yeah,
something.
I said, sweetie, can you help me quickly? You know, my back's not that good. Can you please help me? And now, are you still going to stand on your conviction or are you going to follow that which you feel deemed to be correct?
But I'm
going to
ask you a question before I do. Thank you so much for tuning in.
That's right, people.
This is DR Taino with my co-host
DJ.
Doing
that's right, people.
Do as always in the Association Nation.
That's right.
We want to give a quick shout out to our girl. Oh my goodness! Please plaster this everywhere, girl.
Everyone, can I get the makeup?
Thank you. My goodness, girl.
Wardrobe. Thank you very
our
much.
Our girl.
Her Merle
from.
That's right, from Centurion in Pretoria, South Africa.
Oh my goodness, all of our love,
Merle Farco.
All the way
that's right, Merle.
All the way from Hinase.
All the way from Hinase, Japan.
Japan, Hinase, South Africa. What? Somebody failed their geography class. We're in Hinase, you know? South Africa, excuse
so
me.
So people, always, you know, always when you send a shout out, you know, please support us on www.buenavistafm.com.
Yes.
And also email
send us. Email at info@buenavistafm.com.
And please click on support. Yep. And Merle was one of those who clicked on support.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Merle.
She put her cankles down.
That's right, guys. Show your love.
show your love. Come on.
Show your love.
Come on,
that's
baby
right.
girl.
So now we're waiting for the rest of Buena Vista FM land to make it rain.
Make it rain. Come on. Got bills to pay. Electricity
so once again,
is all the way up
wonderful
there.
Wonderful Merle. Thank you so much. All the way from Centurion, Pretoria, South Africa. Thank you for supporting us. We truly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So back to the grind. So my question to you is the following. Should you then... If, as you said, when it comes to convictions, we should stick to our convictions, but shouldn't we have an opportunity, shouldn't we give ourselves an opportunity for wiggle room? Meaning, let's just say hypothetically, you, like we said, the example that we said was, you don't believe in helping the elderly. Okay, but you see an elderly that fell on the road. You know, here you are with your... I don't want to say box, but with your set ideals that you just don't help elderly, but yet this person fell on the road. Are you not going to appeal to your humanity?
I believe that everything is subjected to change, and I'll tell you why. We live in an evolutionary world. Where we are today are the product and their existence and the transformation and the countless generations and millions of years of an evolutionary process. In other words, there has been consistent and continuous change towards where we are right now. So I believe everything are evolutionary. When it comes to the animal kingdom, it is not evolutionary. They repeat the same life cycle over and over. They born and they die and then they create that same. But human beings within their understanding are evolutionary, where the experiences they are encountering
they pass on to the next generation.
And they learn from their mistakes and their failures.
Hopefully.
And they learn from their understanding of how they think of things different. I have come across people who were staunchly right-wing. They firmly believe in the segregation of people of color. And then they made
the separation of the so-called races.
The races. And then suddenly something happened in it, especially this one friend of mine. We've spoken about
there's
this.
A thing
yeah.
that goes
we
on.
Spoke about this before.
Yeah.
This guy, he was a completely right-wing. He wanted nothing to do with people of color. To him, there were people below him, to him, you know, unto each their own. That yeah. was his conviction. And he sided with a group of people that were like-minded. So he was the company he kept because he
felt
believed
safe in that
he
bubble.
Felt safe. They yeah, all agreed with was, him. Yeah. Bam! Then his daughter married somebody of color.
Oh.
Oh.
No, not me.
What? No, you have
goodness.
No say over the tides
oh
of the oceans, only how you choose
goodness.
To respond.
Oh, my goodness.
And his daughter never told him that she met this guy, but he was of color. And she got married to him, and she didn't want to tell him.
Oh my
so the
goodness.
First thing that happened was he was ostracized from this very group that he so firmly believed in.
Yeah.
They ask him, is it true that your daughter married somebody else and he's a person of color? Yeah. Sorry, you can't be part of us because... And
as of today, we are revoking your membership.
And when he truly saw what love is about and ignorance, he, for the first time, changed...
Opened his eyes,
yeah. But that's not where it stopped. He still had a lot of prejudice about him. He was against it, but he loved his daughter so deeply. So he made concessions. But where the change happened was when they had a kid.
Oh.
He completely changed. That was his catalyst for absolute change. So what I'm saying is sometimes we will continue on a path till circumstances present itself for us to evolve and to change for the betterment.
To kind of ricochet. It's like a bullet.
Yes,
bullet's going on
a straight
path.
Line,
and then it hits that twing and it has to make a right angle or an angle. Interesting.
So
yeah.
When we are the company that we keep, we have to ask ourselves, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm believing, are these my own thoughts of civil liberty, of freedom, of choice, understanding, and to be informed? Because you have so many people out there in the world who are not informed regarding their beliefs, their systems, and their feelings towards certain people or certain something, irrespective of what it is. You have to try everything at least once. I don't eat that. Why not? Doesn't look right. Have you ever tasted it? No, sorry. Everybody says...
It just doesn't... Yeah.
And that's where it comes. Well, everybody says that tastes awful. Who's everybody? Have you tried it? No. If the rest of the world say that's how it is, then I believe it. No. Your own experience are your best teacher.
Exactly.
And how many times don't you see this on marketing campaigns when it comes to reviews? Because the first thing people do online is...
Let me read the reviews. Let me see how many stars it has.
Let me see how many stars it has. Now, everyone
scroll
is getting
like
this
maybe
thing.
Number 50
Yo,
when
number
it comes
50.
To the reviews.
And you know what people do? They go towards the one with one or two stars. Now, all the reviews are 95% positive. It's really good. Now, you actually search out for that one or that two. And they says, I had a very bad experience. These people are blah, blah, blah. This hotel is nothing worth going to. And it takes that one negative review to completely change your perspective about what it is.
Yes.
And then what happened is, because of that one review, you either choose to ignore it or you choose to pay heed to it and then follow the masses. Mm. Well, and that's what people convince themselves of. They say, well, if 95% of people say it is fantastic, then I believe it too.
Yes.
Okay? So now you go, you get on the plane, and there you go, you go to
the
hotel, you get everything and everything, and the first thing you say to the people in the reception area is, sorry, my bags are missing. And now there's a new cat working in the reception at the front desk. There's a new guy in the front desk. Oh, yo, man, I just started here yesterday, you know. But, you know, word in the street is, you know, hey, that happens, man.
Be careful.
Like,
this,
what?
This is New York City.
Then suddenly
stuff happens.
You had a bad experience.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you realize I was bamboozled
into
it because the masses was positive.
But
now,
you know
but what makes it very interesting is if you go back into that reviews, you realize they are 5-6 years old. So now what you have done is you have based your reviews on something that are 5 years old.
That hasn't been updated
that has not
recently.
That has not been updated. So now you realize is, Okay. But if you go to the one that says last week Wednesday, this person says
that's the one with one star.
That's with one star. Okay.
Oops.
Oops. So people in Buena Vista, man, make sure before you go with the masses and believe everything that you see, make sure it is something updated and most recent. But foremost, make sure
you do your due diligence.
Do your due diligence and do your own homework.
Yeah. But you know what? When it comes to, I'm gonna tell a story that's a little bit dear to me. I'm going to be as general as possible.
Don't go over for 5 hours now. You start
No.
Emotion got a thing. I cry quickly.
There's a point at the end. growing up, when I first got to the States, there was a young man that lived in my building. And I'm not going to go too much into specifics, but we went to the same school. He was a nice guy, but he was with the wrong crowd. Let's just say.
He ran with the wrong crowd.
He had a catalyst as he grew older. You know, he began to open his eyes about the things that of the world and many things.
Informing himself much more. Exactly. Access to information.
Open his eyes about it. And but to a degree, there was a situation where one of his associates or close friends reached out to him and, I need your help for this and I need your help for that, you know. Now, he had a choice. He could have said, I don't want to. I don't want to go back to that life. I have this to look forward to. I have this to live for, blah, blah, blah. But because it was his boy, he said, yeah, okay. You know what? Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
And next thing you know, he lost his life. And
where was that? Remember? Yeah, you
this was years ago. I don't want to go into the specifics, but
okay.
I was extremely young at the time, and it was a very heartfelt thing for myself, the family, and all of our friends, because we kind of grew up together.
Yeah, but remember, you have to call a spade, because if Buena Vista FM is about informing and educating about people to make the informed choices, to a certain point, we also have to call it for what it is, although it's sometimes difficult to say what has to be said.
He had engaged in illegal activities during his youth.
The drug trade.
Yeah, and he eventually he left that behind. He had, like I said, he had something to look forward to. He had a family. He changed. He wanted to leave that behind. You know, you as they say, you walked the block a few times. You know, you've seen what it's all about. Now you want to move out of the block, but it calls you back.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, man, you know, you're my boy. I can only rely on you.
Yeah.
I can only rely on you. You know, I need you to have my back. And next thing you know, he was murdered.
Yeah, and him and his friend.
Him and his friend. Both of them were murdered. And the thing is, It goes back to what we just... It was a drug deal.
Now, I remember he changed his life and he said, you know what? This is my friend. Meanwhile, his boy wasn't really his friend. His boy was all about money. It was all about the quick fix. He wanted to make a change for the better, and he was actually coerced into something,
back into a world he left behind.
That he left behind. So it's always important to stand strong in your convictions of change, and not for the sake of coercion. Go back to where you came from.
Oh, that's my boy. You know, that's my boy.
Let me stand back. No. No.
Right is right no matter who does it. Wrong is wrong no matter who does it.
Everybody's your friend till your rent is due.
That's right.
You know, so my thing is this, when it comes to friends and people that you hang out with, and when it comes to whom you associate yourself with, somebody told me one day, this was a long time.
2 weeks ago. Because you know we're young.
His name was Mr. Samuels. Tattersall Samuels. He passed away a long time ago. This was at school. And one day I told him, I said, hey, Mr. Samuels, I gotta go. I'm sorry, I can't say I gotta go see my buddies. He's like, young man, can I talk to you for a second? And I was always eager to listen to the old ass people, you know, when he came closer. and I said to my elders, hey,
why they gotta be old ass? Why can't they just be old?
It's okay, man. You know how it is. Anyway. And so he told me, he said, young man, there's a difference between having a buddy and having a friend. Which one is it? Is that your buddy or is that your friend? I said, I'm sorry, Mr. Samuels. I don't understand what you mean. It's the same. He says, no, my young man, this is not the same. A buddy come and go and is in it for his own benefit. A friend will be with you till the end. Through thick and thin, they will stand by you and will sometimes give his life for you. Once you know the difference between who you associate yourself with, you will know exactly how you need to sacrifice and associate yourself with that person. Bam! Mic drop. My eyes opened up and I dropped him like a hot potato. Because then things start reflecting back to me how this buddy used to use me for his benefit.
Yeah.
And he never helped me.
Oh, why don't you go over there and do this? Why don't you go over here and do that?
Yeah, I distinctly remember one of the things that happened to me was at a shop.
Yeah.
I will never forget. We were like kids, man. And he says, hey, you see that thing? Steal that. Put that in your pocket. I'm like, no, man, I can't do that. And the moment
stop being a chicken.
You know what? And you know when I did it and I put it in my pocket, I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was the shopkeeper. Luckily, the shopkeeper didn't call Popo.
Oh,
he just told me, young man, just be careful who are your friends. I said, wait. He says, your friend?
That's outside.
I saw him running out and you were still standing here. And then I realized, oh my goodness. So we all have had experiences in our lifetime when it comes to people we are associating ourselves with.
Thank you so much for listening in.
That's right, Good. This
is the Association Nation with Dr. Taino.
That's right, the Love DJ on Buena Vista FM.
Doing our due.
That's right.
Send us an email when you can.
info@buenavistafm.com.
And please support.
Please support us and click on that. And once again, we're sending out a
shout out to our girl. I bet she got to be blushing right about now. Don't blush, girl. Oh, my goodness.
I love Merle all the way from Centurion. Pretoria, South Africa.
Why are you blushing?
Thank you very much, girl. Don't blush. Don't be blushing.
Oh my goodness.
He showed your love, girl.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much. So that's why we're appealing to everybody in Buena Vista FM land.
That's right.
Make it rain.
We can give our shout out live or recorded live, but you know what I mean.
And I always say, when people give and when they give, the act of giving is quite something unique.
Very much.
But it is the intentions of what do you do with it once you have it. So the intentions
very true.
Are absolutely true.
Very
at Buena Vista FM, we attempt to educate people and to inform people in a very educative kind of way, in a very interesting and entertaining kind of way. But also we give back.
Yep.
We give back to society in a way that you can't begin to imagine.
Very much.
Such. So thank you very much, people.
That's before we play the lotto. Listen.
Man, why you got to talk about the lotto? I got three numbers.
You got to put something on it.
Nah, man. You see, people don't follow the masses. Everybody's playing the lotto.
We don't play the lotto.
But last week, I got three
numbers. You know, I got the three numbers.
No.
We don't play the lotto. We're just joking.
We don't play the lotto every day.
We don't play the lotto, period.
The jackpot ball is at 30 million now.
What? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Did you see the jackpot? Be kind. Is 300 million.
If it's the good to be true.
Oh, my goodness, that it is.
It is the good to be true.
Very true.
In Association Nation, people, we're talking about, are we the company that we keep? And in the Love DJ, in my understanding, yes, we are. You are the company that you keep.
You have to be mindful. And then you want to hear something interesting. this goes directly to this. This only adds to it. When I first moved here to this area in Japan and everything, a mutual friend of the Love DJ and myself. Now, mind you, we had to wear masks because of the global situation, whatever. Yeah. So I was wearing a mask, and a mutual friend of the Love DJ and myself tapped on my on my shoulder. Hey, he didn't know I was here, so he thought that it was the Love DJ. Hey, how are you? And then I turned, to him. I recognized him. Hey, what's up? And the look on his eyes, he was like, ain't. He had an ain't moment. You know what I mean?
He looked the same though, right?
He just walked away. And I remember saying to the Love DJ, I said, yo, man, it's a good thing you don't owe money to people, because the last thing is, I don't want to be walking down the street, somebody hits me with a bat, cling!
I got you, didn't I? I like, got you good. Oh. I'm sorry, so I thought you were someone else.
Oops.
So,
then again, there's not that many melanated people in this area.
That's right. People with all year round tan. Let's just put it out that way. People still get frightened when they see us. It's like what? Wait, yeah, get a flashlight. Anyway, so.
But it's daylight.
It's daylight. So, when it comes to the association nation, let me break it down much more easier when it comes to association. Are we the company that we keep? In other words, are we the same as the people that believe the same as we do?
Yeah, very true.
All what I believe.
Do they have the same values that you do? Do they have the same intentions that you do? Because that's another thing. You know, you might. In my college years, I remember I had a friend who was very much about he wanted to be in the lead.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in the lead when it came to the ladies and everything else. And you know, I got this and I got that. But the minute somebody else stepped up, like let's say myself, I ended up with a young lady that I liked or talking to her, then he would get mad. Mm. I would celebrate his success.
Yeah.
But he couldn't celebrate. We were a group of individuals, bachelors and whatnot. So he could not celebrate our friends' success. He had to be the only one that was successful, and I couldn't understand that about him. why can't you just, like, you know, you see such and such, I see such and such,
can you be happy for me, man?
Can't you
come
be
on,
happy,
man,
for him or myself?
You your son,
nah, you know, I just can't, because, you know, why? You got my man.
Yeah,
there's plenty of fish out there, and you're unhappy because I got mine,
you know. So when it comes to people and people in Buena Vista FM land, when we're talking about when you are the company that you keep, you have to remember there is also a thing of toxicity.
Oh, yes.
That toxic friend.
I call them spiritual leeches.
Spiritual leeches. Those toxic family members, those toxic friends, the toxic colleagues at work. In other words, they are always negative. They've got negative things
to
say.
It's like a stench.
It's like
a
stench.
Like an invisible stench that they care.
And whenever you say something to them, they always want to shut you down. And now you start believing and acting the way that they do. You can't do better.
It's rubbing off.
And it's so important to separate yourself from toxic people. That's spiritually their intentions, their who they are. That is just toxic. You will become just like them. I'm going to give you a classical case in point. How easy this can happen. Let's say you wake up in the morning, I'm gonna stay, and you're happy. You know, the birds
and
are
singing in the shower. And
the
you
birds
singing,
are singing,
hitting that high C in the shower.
You sing in the shower, you as happy as can be. Yeah. Woo. You put on some cologne and aftershave. You're good as can be. And now you get to work, and suddenly your manager says, yo, man, you're getting it 2 minutes late. Yeah, but, you know, my bus was a little bit late. Please, I don't want to hear you. And now suddenly your manager goes off on you because he's innately a bitter person. He's a bad person. Because
they're clamping down on him from above, so he needs to clamp down on you.
Why are people getting in late? So now his negativity of things that he said and did in his existence now going to rub off on you. You've got one of two choices. Either you can go about your merry way.
Or let it roll.
Or you know what some people actually do? Now you get to your cubicle. And now your friend, who also took his happy shower in the morning, is like,
and was
hey,
3 minutes
man,
early.
How you doing? He says, thank you for last week. Shut up, okay? I don't want to hear about you. You always yap. Tell me about how your evening was. Oh, I went up with this person.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it, so zip it, okay? I don't want to hear about it. Like,
What's wrong with you? I said, zip it. No, you did not. Oh, yes, I did.
And now, you're burning bridges because of somebody else's.
Now you are passing along that negativity of another person.
Yeah.
It's almost the same as if somebody has the flu or they got a cold, they sneeze, and the next day you also have that similar symptom. Mm. Now, those are things you can't have control over. But you do have control over some things. Like I've said a million times before, you have no say over the tides of the oceans. In other words, you have no say over what people do say to you, do or say to you, only how you choose to react. So you either can be positive or negative towards it.
Yeah.
So what people then do is now they're carrying on that legacy of negativity. In other words, if you know a family or a friend or somebody, an associate, is negative, okay, and you are keeping the company, you hanging out with them, you are becoming just like them.
Directly or indirectly over time.
Indirectly.
Yeah. As we stated in the beginning, you know, if you start hanging out with a person that limps, at the end of the year, you're gonna start limping too.
In other words, is that how would you be remembered? How would you be remembered? Because at the end of the day, people might, and I've said this before, people might forget what you have said, but they will never forget how you made them feel.
Make
sure who you associate yourself with. You are the company that you keep. And people, don't be so eager to want to hang out with friends or I want to be in with a group. Then you have to be exactly just
like them. But do you think that's part of fear? Because we're social. See, we are. This is the association nation.
Yeah.
So association has a social within its meaning and within the word itself. So does that have to do with a social construct? Does it have to do with people who are fearful, as they say, peer pressure? What is it what do you think leads to people participating in such a behavior?
I would say, you know what? We are innately human beings of affection.
We love companionship. We love
humans. Yeah. What is natural is human companionship, not isolation.
Yeah.
Okay? We associate with other people because it is natural for us to associate with fellow human beings. We want to be part of the group.
Of a community. Of a community. A building, etc. Yeah.
Nobody wants to be alone. Everybody wants to love and be loved in return. So isolation and that social being a self-recluse of isolation, it's unnatural.
Yeah.
Because once you become a social recluse by choice, and you by choice isolate yourself from society, and you become innately a bitter person, I want to do with nothing with no one, in there's complete almost spiritual suicide behavior.
It's like you have those horse blinders on the side. You know what I mean? They put those blinders on the horses so they focus only forward.
Because if you're an isolated type of person, an isolated type of human being, your individualistic existence will cause you to shut in and shut people inevitably out.
Mm.
You should not be so desperate for company of people that you are prepared to side with them and do what they do. That goes against the nature of who you are as a person.
Hmm.
There's someone for everyone.
Losing yourself.
There is someone for everyone. Yeah. If you go online right now and you search for like-minded groups, I want somebody who like to wear pink. I'm just saying, woohoo! You find billions of people. Oh, you go on a group. Oh, I like people who are interested in photography,
flower arrangements. Yeah,
there's someone for everybody. So you have no excuse not to be reaching out to others who are like-minded in your understanding, and not just to live for yourself, because you're not meant to live an isolated life. So to answer your question, in short, yes, we are social beings. It's not just a matter of fear. I think sometimes people fear isolation so much that they are prepared to sacrifice their moral consciousness
and part of who they are
just for the sake of getting in with the crew and kicking in people. Buena Vista FM, man. How many times doesn't that happen? You know you are not like these people, but
you still stick around.
You still stick around for the sake of having that social association.
But that's your boy.
Is that your head to the no, man? If you know for a fact that is not who you are in your nature, you know what? It's not going to happen. Classical case in point. My boy, you know what? He hangs out with these guys who are just vanity. They're just self-centered. They're verbal. Their verbiage is not good. You know, they dress. Hey, and he's also hanging. And this one girl looked at him and he smiled at her. But when she saw the behavior of his friends, she turned away because he was the company that he kept.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he tried to approach her and it never worked. And he's like, yo, girl, you know, like, nah, I'm sorry. You,
I have a boyfriend.
I don't associate with your kind of people. I'm sorry, that's not for me.
What is it that they call it in South Africa? Gam?
Oh, the gam thing. Oh my gosh, man.
You need to explain that to people.
Oh,
people. Sit back. This is gonna be your vocabulary word for the day.
And, you know what?
Gam.
And this is gam. And this is throughout the entire world, not just in Cape Town, South Africa. I've seen this all over the world when we talk about gam. Okay?
Very true.
Gam is a G-A-M.
G-A-M.
Yeah, gam. Gam, the kind of thing, whereas you see everybody around you have lowered their standards and ethics of who they are, and you are prepared to do the same for who you are as a human being so you can associate yourself to them.
Yeah.
Because I've seen in the U.S. how many times this girl is as fine as can be. What's up, girl? And once she start talking, I roll from the streets. I'm like, nah. That when it comes to just the aesthetic of who you are as a person,
it's a mindset.
Because if you briefly look at the history of Cape Town, South Africa, I love myself some Cape Town back in the day. Okay, because if you look in the brief history, it's almost like the people who subjugated through segregation began to develop a cultural trend that made it very unique from the way that how you spoke. People knew where you were from. In other words, this is, you speak like a Cape Townian, blah, 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 blah. And then one day in Tokyo, there's another woman from South Africa. She says, you from South Africa? I'm like, yeah, I was born from Cape Town. Immediately, she started using verbiage that was traditionally and infamously known by how people speak in Cape Town. And she wanted me to speak.
It's a slang, a type of slang.
It's a slang. Yeah. And she wanted me to do the same. I said, I'm sorry, let me stop you right there. I'm not going to do that. Because that behavior, that mannerism are infamously
part of what I
are infamously connected to a people who purposefully have placed themselves in a social lower standard of their own existence.
Yeah.
It is not by circumstances. You choose to act like that. It was a cultural trend that was not me. It just was not me. And she expected me to be like that. She says, you just like them. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, that's where you're wrong, girl.
Let me pause you right there.
In other words, she was trying to pigeonhole me into the same association from a name in a country and a region where I was born. She could not comprehend or fathom that I could speak to her in an intellectual capacity and I have traveled the way that I have and say what I have said. That I corrected her immediately and I shut her down. Bam! Mic drop. And then she realized. And I told her afterwards. I said, let me share some wisdom with you. I said, do not assume where you were born that defines you.
Or as an individual.
As an individual. Keep it real.
We have to evolve
for betterment. I said, the problem is you haven't evolved.
Mm.
You have still
had the same mindset. When I was around 15, we had a school trip at Bear Mountain in New York. That was the biggest thing. Bear Mountain, you know. For my friends who are listening, I don't know if you guys will remember this, but we went right before the end of school. We had a school trip, and they had other schools that were there from the city and things of that nature.
Yeah.
There was a young girl that approached me around our age, 15 or so, 16. Yeah. And she started to, so what school are you guys from? And blah, blah, blah. Oh, we're from the Bronx and blah, 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 blah. And she stopped and she said, why you talk white?
Oh, what? Say what?
And I'm like.
Just like that?
She told me.
Oh.
Why you talk white?
Oh.
I said, I didn't know that.
You're going to have to explain that.
Well, this is the thing. And but before I explain it. Thank you for tuning in.
That's right, good people.
This is DR Taino with my co-host Doing Our Doom.
That's right, on the Association Nation
only at Buena Vista FM.
Remember, email us.
Info at
BuenaVistaFM.com. And also, please click on support.
Support, so we can give you a shout out, yes, like our girl.
Show your love, like Merle in Centurion, Pretoria.
Oh my goodness. South Africa. Don't be blushing
Merle.
Don't blush again.
Merle, thank you so much,
Merle. So this is the thing. In the States, and people can look this up, and it has a lot to do with a gentleman it goes way back to the 1700s.
Oh, that's way back, though.
There was a gentleman called Willie Lynch.
Oh,
if you look up Willie Lynch, I'm going to leave that as your homework. you have to look up Willie Lynch and that's where the word lynching comes from.
Yeah, so she's
that's where a lot of different things come from. So do your due diligence and educate yourself when
that's
it comes
right.
to this.
Lynch.
Willie Lynch. He said something about how to maintain the black community subjugated, there were a list of things you had to do. He was very successful in the West Indies, and so the Americans wanted to bring him in. Yes, the Americans wanted to bring him in to see how they can quell the any kind of uprising during the plantations, the dark days of American slavery. So. Part of that was to teach the black population the American language just well enough, the English language just well enough for them to be able to understand what you were saying.
But
it should never be to the same regard or at the same level, the same standard.
Yep, the old education system.
They called it Bantu education in South Africa. But it was just well enough for you. To understand and communicate, etc. But you had to. That's where you had a Creole come from in the French. That's where you had so many different sub languages or slang and things of that nature that you were able to communicate in that way. So in America for a long time, and this is something that.
Yeah,
you're gonna have people. It's gonna ruffle some feathers, but that's the truth.
Call a spade a spade.
There's a lot of people of color in the United States who still think that if you are able to express yourself eloquently, you're speaking like a white man.
Interesting.
Why you talk white? So when I was growing up, I had very good teachers. The teachers that I had. Mrs. Figueroa and Miss Bonilla back in CS211 in the Bronx, and so many countless others, Mr. Stewart, and so many countless others individuals. They always strived. I think all of them have. I know for a fact Mr. Stewart and Miss Bonilla have passed away, but I'm not sure about Miss Bonilla, Miss Figueroa. They all strived for us to, Ms. Lasseng also, they all strived for us to learn how to speak properly. They always wanted us to strive for better because our school was primarily African-American and Latino. So therefore, they always wanted us to do better, always. And in doing so, every time we tried to speak in a slang or anything of that nature, they always corrected us. So the way that I learned English was basically quote-unquote proper English. I was not exposed, although I did learn from other students. I did learn the slang, and you hang out and you listen to hip-hop and you know this. You know the word and the lingo. You live in New York long enough, you know the lingo. But it is up to you. It is your personal choice to express yourself in a certain manner or not. So I said to her, I'm only speaking English. Yeah, I said to the young girl, I'm only speaking English. The English has no color, I said to her. And she was just blown away. She just walked away like, I just didn't understand.
That's quite interesting. Because it reminds me of a book that I read a little while ago. It's called What is a Slave Society?
Oh.
This book is called What is a Slave Society? And it basically talks about how human beings across all cultures were in bondage of some shape or form. They were either repressed, oppressed, or they were subjugated to the powers that might be culturally, spiritually, or societally.
If it wasn't an empire, there were a colony or a slave.
The world too much enslaved. focused on slavery and America. They focused on African slave, but this book that covers what is slave society, it gives you a fantastic global perspective of how everyone on this planet in some shape or form are in bondage to either the material wealth, they are a slave to the debt. So there seem to be the bondage of human.
It's like a continuation of it's a continuation of it. Yeah.
You know, so when it comes to associating yourself to certain aspects, people have to be mindful, people at Buena Vista FM. You have to be very
and
mindful.
And let's not even dive into the association of sports teams and things of that nature.
Oh my goodness.
You know how many people get growing up, I don't know if this still happens in the Dominican Republic because this is where I was born. I don't know if it still happens, but growing up in the Dominican Republic, every time there was an election cycle, every time there was like for a presidential election or whatever, somebody would get killed.
That's interesting.
Because you would have like clashes. You would have like, let's say somebody from this particular party. Traditionally, there were three. Now there's more, but there were three traditional political parties. And always, like you would, okay, this political party on Tuesday, they're going to have a massive parade in the Capitol. then you had people from the other parties wanting to rain on that parade.
Oh, snap.
And coming in and creating issues.
There would be clashes
where people actually lost their lives because of a political party.
Yeah.
So you have to also... You also have to engage in that kind. You have to separate yourself.
As a human being, who you are.
No political party is worth your life. No political ideology is worth your life. Your life is precious, my man.
I mean, your own...
And people killing for football. How many times do you hear that?
Throughout
the world.
Exactly.
Oh, well, he's from this team. You know, he's from whatever team, and I'm from whatever. And now you're fighting and... Really?
It's because if we look at sports and we look at various things in society, when people are like-minded, okay, I believe like you, I feel the way. Because even in the UK, you have Liverpool and Manchester United. You have different...
Not sponsored.
Again, the closed captioning provided by... So people are so staunchly believing in their team and being a fan that they are prepared...
As the best they have.
Now remember, each one of these... soccer players or football players get paid millions.
That's just what the teams That's are playing them, paying
so,
them.
So,
not, not every, to mention
so, so, so people, you, unto
all the
each
endorsements.
Their, yeah, unto each their own. But I believe before you start supporting somebody, ask, will they support you?
Yeah.
If I go out to see you, I'm going to pay $10,000 or whatever I'm going to pay to see you. Make sure you do something to support me. I'm yet to come across any person who goes to this famous person or sports person and say, hey, man, can you please borrow me 10?
Can you
lend me some money because I'm really struggling? They will never give you a cent. Yet you are spending your hard-earned money to support them or what they...
Because that's your team.
Because that's your team. No, it's not your team, fool. You're just a fan. And they get paid from your back. You know, so we have to be very careful.
Don't ruin it for them. You know, they love on Sunday.
I don't believe nobody doesn't support me.
I remember when we were in South Africa way back in the day. Sundays were the quietest days during the day. It's like where's people
where's
at?
People at?
Where they? Everybody watching some rugby.
Some rugby.
Everybody watching some cricket. What?
I mean, the last
Where's
time I
everybody?
Felt like that is,
and it's just, you know, everybody's with the, they're tuning in, they're making sure. Really,
the last time I can honestly say where I stood in solidarity when it comes to sports was for rugby during the World Cup in South Africa when Nelson
2009 Ma-
when,
I think it
when,
was
when Nelson Mandela asked the world to please unite with us. I saw a change how sport united people.
Mm.
But afterwards, when it became a commercial thing, people start losing
was
the
it,
true value.
Was it in 2009 or in 2000? No, 1995. No, it was 95. No?
Was it? The World Cup? The South African World Cup? Was it
oh,
2010?
No, the World Cup, 2010. 2010 was the World Cup, but they had... They had that rugby with that movie with Matt Damon and what's his name? Freeman, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. Invictus? Invictus,
yes.
That's the name
it
of
it. It was Invictus.
Not sponsored?
No sponsored.
Show your love, guys. Show your love.
So people in Buena Vista FM land, to wrap this up in how we perceive things. Our show was about the Association Nation Are we the company that we keep?
Yeah.
And in my opinion, in my humble understanding, I firmly believe, be very mindful what you believe and who you associate yourself with. Because if they do wrong, they will comb you with exactly the same.
Yeah.
They want to view you as have exactly the same values as someone else. Each and every person, you are an individual. You have your own choices, your own decisions, your own perspectives, and your own opinions. Let it be yours. But before you side with someone else who are completely different, be very mindful. I believe your opinions are your own, but we have to work together as a society to help each other through the disparity and the hardship. So wherever there's suffering, where there's humanitarian need, that's where we need to stand together. That is when I am the company that I keep. I believe in the well-being of our fellow human beings. But when it comes to your opinion, that is yours. What do you say, DR?
Well, my thing is, you know, having grown up and raised in very tough environments, I was always told, you know, don't hang out with this person, don't hang out with that person.
Yeah.
And I never understood why. And it wasn't until I became older and going back to that story of my friend who passed away or who was murdered, that actually resonates with me. You know, the last thing I want is for my family to go through something as challenging as losing a child simply because of the company that he kept.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it is your choice.
Yeah.
But every choice has consequences.
Very, very
be it positive
true.
Or negative, they have consequences. So if you are influenced because of your buddies, quote unquote, or your friends, you can have positive individuals in your life. You know, just make sure that whoever it is that you select to be in your circle is someone that is influential to you, not someone that is detrimental to you.
And also that also being said, please, people in Buena Vista FM land, make sure you are informed before you follow the masses.
Yep.
Please be informed. Dumas, that's French, right?
Dumas.
So, people, before you follow the masses and what everyone else are doing, be informed.
Yeah. Learn.
Please learn. Be informed. Don't do it because you are being told to do it. And don't do it because everyone else is doing it.
And that goes for everything.
For everything.
Because
absolutely
nowadays,
everything.
As I said everything. To someone very close to me, I said to them, you're living in a world where everything is at the tip of your fingers.
Yep.
You have access to information. Any and everything. Make sure that what you search online is something that is going to be for your benefit. Mm. Not some random stuff about some celebrity or some influencer or whatever.
Yeah.
Just learn something. Try to learn something.
Learn.
Try to
educate
learn.
Yourself. Educate yourself about everything that you do before you decide to jump on the bandwagon and do what everyone else is doing. Just make sure that you're informed.
Anyway, good peoples.
Believe half of what you see
and none of what you hear.
Thank you for tuning in.
That's right, good peoples. Till our next session.
Make sure all our love.
In love, light, and life.
Yes.
Be good, good peoples. Look after each other. And keep on smiling. Once again, Merle.
Be you, girl. Don't blush again. What are you blushing for, girl? Oh, my goodness. She's going to send us a picture.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. You guys are so crazy.
So fluffy.
All right, good people in Buena Vista FM land.
Peace out.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.